An investigation by the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare shows state funds were likely used to reimburse for the purchase of harm reduction tools illegal in Idaho. NWPB's Rachel Sun reports.
The finding came after the raid of two Idaho Harm Reduction Project offices in February. It was related to harm reduction materials classified as drug paraphernalia. At the time, IHRP was a subgrant recipient of the state syringe exchange program, which the legislature repealed this year. The report revealed IHRP staff knew the supplies they distributed were illegal, but it also found that state staff reimbursed the purchase of those supplies. State law had allowed syringe programs to get needed supplies to operate a syringe exchange, but never defined supplies. Staff running the program interpreted the act broadly. Leadership interpreted it narrowly and was unaware of the materials being reimbursed with program funds. I'm Rachel Sutton reporting.